Alright guys, we're going to do two more stories and then we're going to take a short break. Up next we have a tag team for Peaches and Hot Sauce. This is Jack Pelzer and Bree Fitzpatrick.
Jon Snow could not remember how long he slept. The three rangers, their wilding prisoner in tow, had left Castle Black 12 days prior to investigate strange rumors emanating from the north. Wildings captured near the wall recounted strange tales of mythical beasts that fed off the cold and grew stronger with darkness. It reminded him of the stories old Nan told him as a boy. She told him of black creatures, half the size of men, but double in strength against the elements. As a young child, John sometimes imagined himself amongst these strange beasts, the same as they, but accepted them as brothers instead of the bastard Stark.
As he raised his head from his skin, a sharp note hit John's nose. His knife was already drawn before his own mind consciously acknowledged the metallic smell of blood. His two companions, who moments before appeared merely wrapped in the soft grip of sleep, he now saw were drained completely of life. Each lay perfectly still, their eyes white, gray, and glossy, a pool of blood collected neatly beneath the nape of each ranger's neck.
Like a lightning bolt made of purebred stallions, John lunged from his bedding, momentarily forgetting the rangers had made their camp on a particularly steep edifice. His feet went skywards, then groundwards, then skywards once more. As he tumbled down the hill, each rock that made contact with his head brought new regrets about becoming a brother of the Night's Watch. When finally Jon Snow reached the bottom of the embankment, he groaned and opened his eyes, only to be face to face with a beast of lore.
Shining black onyx beads stared back into Jon's eyes, embedded into a smooth and glossy visage like polished monochromatic leather. The terrible creature was like a bird, with a thin, curved beak, but unlike any animal he had seen in Winterfell. A thin layer of film descended over the bird beast's eyes, and just as quickly retracted into its head again. What?
John muttered reflexively. The extra clear eyelid allows them to see whilst underwater.
John careened his head around to find the captured wildling calmly standing behind him. The barbarian reached into his pocket and produced a small fish that he threw into the beast's already open mouth. What is this demon?
Asked Jon Snow. As he asked, he ignored a faint voice in the back of his head that taunted.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
These are penguins, Snow. And in the harshest place on Earth, their love will find a way.
I swore away love when I made my vows to the Night's Watch.
The ragged crow drew his blade, but soon found him overrun by a gaggle of small, flightless birds.
I will not go as easily as my companions!
He shouted, hurtling small arctic animals in every direction. Before he knew what was happening, John felt the dull thud of wet rubber across his cheek.
They're slapping me!
Shrieked the ranger, in a feminine tone antithetical to the persona of a night watchman.
Cried the grizzled alpha female, who stood as high as a medium-sized dog.
Shira Fishbane perceived you as a threat. But this comes a time when... When it comes time to pair off, male penguins are in shorter supply than females. And the competition for eligible mate often comes to blows. Adorable flipper-induced blows.
These creatures are anything but adorable. They killed my fellow rangers.
The noble penguins did not kill your companions, Crow. Something far more evil has been awakened in the north.
But if not them...
John's words evaporated into the freezing air as he spied another grouping of penguins, sliding swiftly on their stomachs towards him.
He leapt quickly to the left, fearing attack, but noticed that the rotund bird slipped past him without aggression. It was as if they were escaping another force. John squinted into the alabaster distance, trying to discern what the penguins fled.
Oh! Oh!
The creatures wailed in panic.
Before John could open his mouth, the wildling prisoner grabbed him by the shoulder, his face twisted in fear.
Leopard seals, run!
Thank you, guys.
Jack and Bree, thank you. Thank you so much. That was...